531.
Whakalofa to Kehe Pongi Pongi. Good morning and welcome to the start of Niue Language Week. Whahi tapu vangahau niue, whaliki e tau moumoui, te tau atu hau kehe vangahau niue. Lay the foundation, give rise to vangahau niue for generations. We kickstart our vangahau niue Language Week celebrations this morning by talking to one of our niue community leaders here in Wellington. Mailingi He Tutu is a valued member of the niue community and the Wellington representative on the Vangahau Niue Trust. She is a community social worker, volunteers as a Vangahau Niue tutor and radio broadcaster. We cross over to Mailingi now, who is out in Porirua preparing for flag raising ceremonies as part of the Niue Language Week celebrations. Whakalo fatu Mailingi, fatu Mailingi, malolona kaya koe. Kei te pai, sorry, that wasn't the right language, but we live in a multicultural society now.
Absolutely.
Firstly, Mailingi, can you tell me which beautiful villages do you hail from in Niue?
Actually, I was born in Whineone Hakupuatua, raised in Waiea, and then I went back and got married and to a guy from Avasele. So those three villages are from where I came from, but my tupuna were from Avasele as well.
Wow.
So I came from those three villages.
You have covered most of the spectrum. That's very, very good. How's everything coming along for the Wellington celebrations this Vangahau Niue Language Week, please?
Apart from the weather today, everything has been set up nicely by the committee, and I'm very grateful for the Niuean people here in Porirua, Hutt Valley and Wellington for coming together with me and organize events that will celebrate our Vangahau Niue, which is our Whahi Tapu Vangahau Niue.
And what is happening in Porirua this morning that is of significance?
With the support of Porirua City Council, we are going to raise the Niue flag today. Today is the 19th, which is the exact date Niue had their flag raised back in Niue, but we are one day ahead. So tomorrow is the 19th for Niue, but our 19th is today. And we started with that, not only here at Te Rauparaha Peace Memorial Park, but there's also a flag raising at Fitiraya Polytech, which is about to happen now.
And who are some of the dignitaries and community leaders who are there with you this morning?
I've seen just the Reverend. He's the one conducting, Reverend Tale Hakiangaiki, blessing the flag raise. And a few of those people are sitting down on the chairs, but mind you, it's a bit cold. But I'm really grateful that all our matua are keen to come down here and celebrate it together with Porirua City Council and Ministry for Pacific People.
Whaliki e tau momoui e tau atu hau ke he Vangahau Niue. What is your interpretation of this year's theme, please, Mailingi?
Whaliki e tau momoui means we need to try hard and use that Vangahau Niue every day and teach our families, especially New Zealand-born Niueans, who have limit Niuean speaking. And they are very keen also to learn the, and use the Vangahau. So we need to lay that foundation for our generations to come. If we don't start now, it will never happen. So we will try harder It means that we Iwiniwens, the Mangafawa Niue, need to try harder and use these languages in their homes or wherever they go. But that's how you recognize ourselves or yourself as a Niue person.
Now, what are some of the events that are happening this week to celebrate Mangahau Niue, please, Mailingi?
The celebrations today, and there is there's going to be another celebration at Victoria University tomorrow morning for the Niuean students who come from Niue or come from Auckland or wherever they come from, by supported by Victoria University Pacific Student Association, I'm assuming. But we have our very own fluent Niuean speaker, Daphne Bihinia. She is the one organizing that tomorrow. But the main event, I will say, is the amazing race for the young children on Wednesday evening. About 5 o'clock, that will happen at Massey University. It will be indoor because, you know, the weather in Wellington comes and goes, and we have to plan it indoor for the safety of our children weather-wise. And we also have a matua for our adults just to come together at Whitirei again on Thursday. My apology, on Wednesday morning, they are going to have a talanoa, as we all heard the name. They're talking about Niue history, about their journey, or anything Niue, singing songs, and it's just a get together for a matua. We will travel to Hutt Valley, Walter Nash Sports Centre, for the walking netball that will happen up in Hutt Valley for the adults. But we also have a games evening for the young children, because we can't have them doing nothing while the adults are enjoying themselves. So we have those events, those big events that I would say involve our young children and our matua. And our last of our events will be back at Whitirei on Saturday. That's our Constitution Day. And there will be our Pule Whakamotu that will end our week. And that will be a community as a whole event. So everyone will come and celebrate the Niuean Constitution. But I would like to acknowledge the Toru Whetū from Porirua, that they have the event from today until Friday. Every year, those young children have got every program from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we I'm asking now for all parents to come and support the Toru Whetū Niuean part on celebrating the Niuean Language Week.
And finally, please, Mailingi Hetutu, as you've said before, we do need to use Mangahau Niue so that it continues to last. Can you leave us with some words of encouragement in Mangahau Niue, please?
Pakawelai maha ki ete ki he tau mga whaoa mai tau mamatua, tau lilifu e motua niue, kona nofuta kai e motu nei. Ko e tau ole lalo whakatoko lalo atu, whakamalemale, whakamalolo ke whakaonga e Mangahau Niue ha tau tōru he tau kaina. Ko e puhala ni aia ke mātutaki atu e Mangahau, mo e nā kai ngālo fōki, he tau mamaui ha tau tōru a tau atu hau anu iha, whakauelahi.
Mailingi he tūtū, whakauelahi mahaki for your time, kia manuia e whāhi tapu Mangahau Niue.
Mawhalai aho e tū.